the number of enchantment slots on the object you wish to enchant. Increases enchantment slots by 10%. Cost 5 talent points. You have unlocked the talent. Increase enchantment potential 1. You have 5 talent points remaining. Advancing the talent, increase the enchantment slots of whatever he worked on in the future by 10%. It also revealed 5 new spheres. Synergy of items allows for the possibility of item sets. The base items must have something in common for the enchantments to feed off of one another. Increase this talent to allow for stronger and more extensive sets. Cost 15 talent points. False description allows the enchanter to label an item with a false description even after being identified. Only a specialized spell can see through this. Cost 10 talent points. Cursed items allows enchanter to pervert known enchantments to be detrimental to the wearer. Once a cursed item is donned, it cannot be removed without magical intervention. Cost 10 talent points. Increase number of enchantments allows for a second enchantment to be placed on one item. Attempting to create such an item greatly increases the chances of the enchantment failing to take hold in whatever object you are working upon. All enchantable objects are still bound by the same rules of enchantment size and slots. Cost 50 talent points. Identify enchantments allows enchanters to identify unknown magical objects. An enchanter with this talent can even rival lore masters. Touching an unknown item will give a detailed description of most magical items. This is a passive action. It does not cost anything, and the knowledge is absorbed instantaneously. Cost 5 talent points. Richter looked over the 5 new spheres and could see the utility of each. He made one purchase without even thinking. The lack of an identify spell had been a pain in his ass since arriving in the land. He had to buy identify enchantments. At 5 points, it was almost a gimme. The next level of the talent cost 10 talent points and was even more impressive. It let him identify stronger magical objects, but more importantly, it allowed him to identify enchanted items from a distance. That meant when facing an opponent, he would be able to know what magical items they could bring to bear. He realized that this might prove to be his most valuable talent over time. He bought the talent, or at least that was what he tried to do. Instead of the sphere lighting up further, he heard a sound like a no buzzer and a prompt appeared that showed he was out of talent points. Richter realized it was time to use his conversion talent. Go big or go home, he thought. If the strategy was good enough for drunk sorority girls, it was good enough for him. He spent 889,000 experience points and gained 127 talent points. After the transaction, he only had 2,714 experience points left. Richter got back to his shopping spree and bought the talent. You have unlocked the talent Identify Enchantments 1. You have 0 talent points remaining. You have used Talent Point Conversion 4. By expending 889,000 experience, you have now gained 127 talent points. All experience earned will suffer a 0.5 times penalty until this experience is repaid. You have 127 talent points remaining. You have unlocked the talent Identify Enchantments 2. You have 117 talent points remaining. Looking at the rest of the talents in that section, he realized that he didn't have any specific interest in cursed items or faking the description of items, but he did resolve to be careful about taking things at face value from then on. The Synergy of Items talent was one that he couldn't pass up, though. Of all the avatars he had met in the Red Desert, the Synergist had appealed to him the most after the Essence Enchanter. He purchased the Blue Sphere for 15 points. You have unlocked the talent Synergy of Items 1. You have 102 talent points remaining. One sphere was revealed. Personalized enchantments allows enchanters to create enchantments that will only work for a specific person. Advancing this talent will allow enchanters to create enchantments that only apply to certain groups. Cost 20 talent points. He decided to leave that talent alone for the time being, despite the fact that it was intriguing. Could he make enchantments that only worked for dwarves or elves? Could he find a way to make enchantments that only worked for his own villagers? There were definite advantages that he could see, but again, it was a topic for another day. His eyes did linger on the increased number of enchantments talent for a moment. Having multiple enchantments on one item sounded great, but if he was reading it right, the enchantment slots for an item would be split between the two enchantments. Each would only be half as strong as they otherwise could be. Maybe he would purchase the talent in the future, but the 50-point cost made it easy to pass by now. The other three spheres also had filaments extending off into the fog. Because none of the talents were immediately attractive to him, he decided to move on. Richter bought the next talent from the inner ring. Increase enchantment success. Increase this talent to improve the odds of an enchantment taking hold by 20%. Cost 5 talent points. You have unlocked the talent Increase Enchantment Success 1. You have 97 talent points remaining. The sphere lit up and the fog peeled back, revealing 2 more blue globes. Faster creation time. The creation of magic books, scrolls, and skill books is time-consuming and laborious. Increase this talent to increase the speed you finish these tasks by 10%. Cost 10 talent points. Fortify health, mana, stamina. Increase this talent to make enchantments dealing with increasing health, mana, and stamina more effective by 20%. Cost 10 talent points. Only one filament extended from the first sphere. Richter planned to make magic books sometime soon, so decided to invest the 10 points. You have unlocked the talent Faster Creation Time 1. You have 87 talent points remaining. The words on the sphere changed to Faster Creation Time 2, and the cost to upgrade increased to 20 talent points. The next sphere revealed said Soul Bond Object. This title was self-explanatory, and the description matched. It cost 15 talent points, but Richter didn't hesitate to buy it. One of the largest issues with his rebirth was the loss of items and armor. If he could soul bond his objects to him, though, they would be there with him when he was reborn. Besides, there were 2 more filaments extending off from it. You have unlocked the talent Soul Bound Object 1. You have 72 talent points remaining. The fog was pushed back once again, revealing 2 new spheres. Break Soul Bond. Soul bonds can be broken in a number of ways, but almost all of these methods result in destruction of the items. This talent allows you to sever a soul bond while preserving the object. Success is dependent on strength of the bond and power of the enchanted objects. Cost 30 talent points. More powerful soul stones. Purchasing this talent increases the level of soul stone that can be created from a material by +1. Cost 40 talent points. One more filament extended from the talent dealing with more powerful stones. The sphere connected to it remained shrouded in shadow. Richter wanted to reveal the entire map, but he had to be realistic. So far, he had spent 55 of his precious talent points since converting his XP. He decided the last sphere would remain in shadow for now. Soul Bond Object 2 caught his eye for a moment because it would let him summon soul-bound objects to his hand if they were within a certain distance and there were no major obstacles between them. Definitely could be useful, but it cost 40 talent points, so he didn't buy it. Richter looked at the 2 filaments leading away from the Fortify Health Mana Stamina talent and decided it was worth 10 talent points to know what else might be revealed. You have unlocked the talent Fortify Health Mana Stamina 1. You have 62 talent points remaining. Fortify Characteristics. Increase this talent to make enchantments dealing with increasing characteristics more effective by 20%. Cost 20 talent points. Fortify Physical Alterations. Increase this talent to make enchantments dealing with increasing physical alterations. running, jumping, swimming, etc., more effective by 20%. Cost 20 talent points. One more filament came off of Fortify characteristics, but Richter held off on purchasing the expensive talent, as there were not even any enchantments captured by the forge that could make use of it. His gaze went to the first talent he had ever bought, Increase Enchantment Strength 1. The talent increased the potency of all of his enchantments by 5%. It was the sixth talent of the inner ring, and it had three spheres extending out from it. Each made weapons, armor, or item enchantments stronger, respectively. Increase Weapon Enchantment. Accessing this talent will increase the strength of any weapon enchantments by 10%. Talent cost 10 points. Increase Armor Enchantment. Accessing this talent will increase the strength of any armor enchantments by 10%. Talent cost 10 points. Increase Item Enchantment. Accessing this talent will increase the strength of any accessory enchantments by 10%. Talent cost 10 points. He bought each of them. You have unlocked the talent Increase Weapon Enchantment 1. You have unlocked the talent Increase Armor Enchantment 1. You have unlocked the talent Increase Item Enchantment 1. You have 32 talent points remaining. Though he was 30 talent points poorer, this branch of his profession tree was immediately useful and gave information regarding the sixth and final tributary of being an enchanter. Two spheres extended out from the weapon talent. Increase additional effect chance. Increase this talent to make the additional effect of an enchantment, that is, burning from flame enchantment, 10% more likely to trigger. Cost 20 talent points. Increase additional effect power. Increase this talent to make the additional effect of an enchantment, that is, burning from flame enchantment, 10% more powerful. This will increase both the strength of the effect and the likelihood to overcome the target's resistance to the effect. Cost 20 talent points. A filament led off of each of these spheres into the fog. Again, Richter decided to hold off on purchasing talents from the third generation stemming from the central enchanter sphere. He turned his attention back to the second tier. Only one filament extended out from the armor talent, trailing off to disappear into the mist. He was confused at first, as every other filament of a purchased talent had ended in another sphere. After considering the anomaly for a few moments, he decided it must mean that the talent the filament connected to must have other requirements that he had not met yet. Richter turned his gaze to the item talent and the three talents that had been revealed when he purchased it. Common Materials. Increase this talent to be able to make enchanted items from less rare materials. Cost 20 talent points. Material Potential. Item enchantment potential is determined both by the quality and the material. Increase this talent to increase the enchantment potential for a given medium, allowing for higher enchantment ranks to be reached. Cost 20 talent points. Alter Enchantment. Purchase this talent to be able to alter an existing enchantment. This carries a risk of destroying the enchantment and or object. Increase this talent to allow for greater alterations with less risk. Cost 30 talent points. More filaments extended out from each of these last three spheres, but Richter's curiosity was finally sated. Though there was still more to know, he could see almost the entire star map laid out before him. Richter felt secure in his choice of profession. The talents allowed for truly powerful enchantments to be created. Though many of the blue spheres seemed to be calling his name, at that moment, he just decided to invest in his specialty. Richter had 32 talent points left. He had paid a steep price to reveal his profession map, but he decided you couldn't put a price on information. Richter spent 10 points unlocking Earth Magic, and another 6 to unlock the enchantment for Weak Sonic Whale. The last 16 TPs he saved. He closed his profession page and dealt with another prompt that had appeared. You have unlocked the enchantment for Weak Sonic Whale. This enchantment can only be applied to one medium, weapons. You are currently at 0 of 2,700 for the mana cost to learn this enchantment. You have 16 talent points remaining. Richter immediately allocated 500 mana from his personal pool. The headache that struck him was horrible, but he had already decided that he needed to not only train his body, he also needed to train his mind and build his capacity to suffer pain. He watched his mana slowly refill and decided to do something impulsive. Using magic had become a focal point of his fighting style. Something else that his grandpappy had always said was that with women or war, staying power was important. In a prolonged battle, he would need to be able to rally. Knowing it was the right decision, he dumped all 18 of his free characteristic points into wisdom, bringing it up to 45. Richter smiled as his mana began to refill much faster. He had been thinking about doing this for a while anyway. Not only could he benefit from the increased mana regen, but increasing his wisdom also gave a bonus to magical resistance and mental fortitude. The 18 points he invested might just save his mind when he used deep magic. Lastly, the 25% went into enchanting. He stood up and clapped his hands. Richter made eye contact with Crom and said, "Let's enchant some shit!" Chapter 6, Day 111, Qu'Born 1, 15,368 EBG.
"That be about bloody time," Crom exclaimed.
Richter fixed him with a glare until the dwarf added,
"Your lordship."
"That's better," Richter said with a grin.
"Like I said, let's enchant some shit." "It actually do be a good time," Crom said grudgingly. "I be about to forge this here axe."
"Good," Richter said. "So, what do I do?" Crom looked at him, confused.
"How in the abyssal hell should I know? You're the enchanter."
Richter shook his head at the dwarf in consternation.
"I've been an enchanter for like 2 days, man. Help me out here."
"Okay, okay. Dinna whine and shimmy like a goblin. I will tell you what I know. When I enchanted with the elf before, all Glorin did was place his hand on the anvil while I did the smithing."
Richter figured it was worth a try. Richter placed his hand on the far end of the table-sized anvil. A prompt came up.
"Greetings, Master of the Forge of Heavens. You have the ability to aid Smith Crom in enchanting his work through your core building. For the duration of your time helping him, you will have access to any enchantment either of you know. Do you wish to enchant his work, yes or no?"
Finally, an easy button, Richter thought. Glad that he had found something that didn't require him to jump through 10 hoops first, he selected yes. As soon as the prompt disappeared, he experienced the strangest sensation of a darkened part of his mind lighting up. In the new corner of himself hovered a blue light and 3 smaller white lights. Examining the large one, he found the freeze enchantment that Crom had learned from the forge. The smaller lights represented the original enchantments Crom had known before coming to the village. Extra damage, extra protection, and durability. He mentally reached out for freeze, but a prompt came up stating that it was not yet time to enchant. Richter smiled and said,
"We're good to go. How much longer do you need?"
Crom shrugged.
"Probably no more than 30 minutes, your lordship."
He started striking the axe he was working on again. As an experiment, Richter let go of the anvil and found that he was still able to see the enchantments in his mind. That was good, because keeping his hand on an anvil when a dwarf was hitting hot metal as hard as he could seemed somehow both dangerous and monotonously boring. To see how long his tether was, Richter even walked around the forge and found he was still able to maintain the ability to help Crom, but when he got close to leaving the building, a prompt warned him that he would lose his connection. This basically meant that he had some time on his hands while Crom finished the axe. Hopping onto another anvil to train his smithing skill was an option, but the other dwarves were using them to make things for the village right now. It seemed a bit silly to kick them off just for a bit of skill training. Besides, he could help enchant their projects too, and hopefully boost his enchanting skill faster. He stopped at the other 2 anvils and accessed the prompt that let him help with enchanting. Each prompt limited him to only the enchantments that particular dwarf knew, but they both knew increased durability,
which still served to let him practice his profession. Richter resolved to start coming to the forge when everyone else was asleep. With his sustenance belt, he needed a third less food and rest as he would otherwise. That still left the question of what he should do while helping the smiths. Richter decided to pester Crom and learn some of the technical details of what the smith was doing. Over the next few minutes, he peppered the dwarf with questions. He learned a bit, but more importantly, he enjoyed the look of irritation on Crom's face. Even Richter got bored with the game after a while, though, so he checked the village mana pool. He saw that there were 433 points available. The rest probably had been used to summon mistworkers. The village had more than enough time to regenerate more before the upkeep was due at midnight, but Richter still decided to leave the pool alone. He had been dipping heavily into the village's mana during his recent battles, which had reduced village productivity since not as many mistworkers could be summoned. Richter thought for a moment, then asked, "Where's my armor, Crom?" The dwarf looked up with a slightly annoyed look at being interrupted for the umpteenth time. He put his hammer down, though, and pulled a chain from under his shirt and over his neck. A steely blue key was on the end.
"We put your armor and sword in the chest over there, your lordship."
After he had handed the key over, he started pounding on the axe again. Richter walked further back into the forge, stopping when he found the chest Crom had been speaking about. It was 4 feet tall and must have weighed hundreds of pounds. The entire thing was made of welded plates of high steel. Richter looked at the key in his hands and then smiled. He put the chain around his neck and pulled 2 lockpicks out of his bag.
Scanning the chest, he saw none of the telltale red glows of traps.
Not that he had expected the chest to be rigged, but it had become a habit for him to look for danger after encountering the deadly snares the land had to offer. Richter went down on one knee and started rooting around in the lock. After only 2 minutes, the lock clicked open. He sucked his tongue in disapproval and disappointment. The damn thing may as well not even have been locked. There had to be a more secure way to lock up valuables in the forge. Richter had been planning to leave the ingots he had taken from the treasury here, but couldn't if they were this poorly protected. Sighing, he put his hand on the lid to open it, but before he could lift the top, a prompt appeared.
"Greetings, Master of the Forge of Heavens. Do you wish to add this chest to the structure of the forge? This will cost 16 alteration points. Currently, there are 97 of 100 alteration points available in your core building at level 1. Yes or no?"
Richter looked at the prompt. He didn't really understand what adding to the structure meant, but maybe it would anchor the chest to the floor. Not really seeing a downside, he chose yes. The chest began to glow. Green metal began to flow up from the floor, continuing until it covered the entire chest. At first, it looked like a shell, but then the metal seemed to sink into the chest. The white light that was suffusing the chest pulsed one more time. When it faded, he could see that the bottom of the chest had indeed been melded into the floor. More importantly, the entire chest was now the clear green of elementum.
"You have added heavy chest to the Forge of Heavens. Current alteration points available 81 of 100. Alteration points will regenerate at 1 per day."
This was something that he hadn't expected. It seemed that he could change the very structure of his core building. Even more importantly, the damn thing's durability was 100,000. It answered a question that had been in the back of his mind. Crom had mentioned that the forge would produce a weapons rack when he needed it. The dwarf must have been spending the points without knowing it, which accounted for the fact that 3 of the points had already been spent. Richter shook his head. Would the wonders of his core buildings never cease? He examined his new heavy chest. It was a seamless block of clear green metal. The glass-like material grew clouded closer to the interior until it was completely opaque, hiding any of the contents. As excited as he had initially been, he couldn't see a way to open it. Hoping it worked, Richter placed his hand on the block and simply willed it to open. Sure enough, a line appeared in the metal and the lid steadily raised until it was standing up at 90 degrees. Inside was Richter's short sword, his armor, and three small burlap bags with the tops cinched shut. He smiled as he took his items out, then he spent the next several minutes loading the chest with the quicksilver, cobalt, and moonstone. The high steel ingots he left on the floor for one of the smiths to stack with the rest in the back of the forge.
"What did you do now?"
Crom asked. Belying his words, his tone was one of wonder, not annoyance. "I'm not exactly sure," Richter admitted. "A prompt asked me if I wanted to incorporate the chest into the structure of the forge. Right before that, I'd been thinking that we needed a more secure way to protect items here. Your lock was a complete joke, by the way." A look of annoyance flashed across the smith's face.
"Didn't I make the lock to stop a master thief?"
the dwarf grumbled under his breath.
"Can I get into it, now that it be changed?"
"Good point," Richter said. He willed the chest closed again, and it became a seamless block of elementum. Crom put his hands on it and pushed up near the top. The lid opened again, and the dwarf grinned. The grin widened when he saw that his lord had decided to leave so many ingots of rare metal in the forge. Crom took out one of the small bags and closed the lid again. He called one of the other dwarves over to try and open it, but nothing happened. More than satisfied, the smith clapped Richter on the back, saying,
"That'd be a good step up. He will admit they have been worried about storing things of value here."
Richter nodded. He placed his hands on the chest a final time, bringing up an interface. He gave Sion, Randolphus, and Tarad access to the chest as well. He let Crom know, seeing as how this was the smith's domain, but the dwarf didn't have any objections. They walked back to the main anvil. The axe was still in the furnace. Crom pulled it out and said,
"This be the end. You need to be ready, your lordship."
Richter nodded. He took out several soul stones and prepared to enchant his first item. After another minute, Crom looked at him and nodded. The dwarf reached into the bag he had retrieved from the chest and took out a handful of shining sand. A quick prompt check showed Richter that this was powdered crystal. Crom sprinkled it onto the still glowing red metal. A notification appeared in Richter's vision. The following weapon is available for enchantment. High steel axe head. Damage 16 to 24. Durability 52 of 52. Item class common. Quality exceptional. Weight 2.4 kilograms. This weapon has 36 enchantment slots, base 15 from weapon quality, plus 15 from journeyman rank in enchanting, plus 20% for increase enchantment potential 1. Available enchantments, freeze, increased damage, increased durability. You have 7 minutes from the time that this prompt appeared to finish your enchantment. Richter had already decided to try freeze, but seeing the others made him wonder. He knew that each enchantment had a cost. Since he had 7 minutes, he decided to see what happened when he chose increased damage plus 1. Increased damage plus 1 enchant cost is 5N. This enchantment is static and cannot be increased in rank. In light of its static status, the enchantment is not reliant on charges and will never need to be replenished. Final yield of this enchantment is plus 2 damage, base 1, plus 48% for enchanting skill, plus 5% for increase enchantment strength 1, plus 20% for increase weapon enchantment strength 1. Do you wish to power this enchantment, yes or no? Richter chose no, and then selected freeze. The cost of freeze increases by 3N. You have learned up to the 5th rank of this enchantment. Maximizing this enchantment will require 33 enchantment slots. Final yield from maximizing freeze would be 8 to 9 cold damage, base 5, plus 48% for enchanting skill, plus 5% for increase enchantment strength 1, plus 20% for increase weapon enchantment strength 1, 5% chance to unleash the secondary enchantment, freeze. Do you wish to power this enchantment, yes or no? Richter thought. So even though increased damage had a larger base cost, freeze ultimately cost more because of the ranks. Freeze also had the flaw of relying on enchantment charges. If the weapon was used enough, the magic would be exhausted and it would just become another sword or mace. When that happened, the only choices were to wait days or weeks for the charge to build back up, or use soul stones to replenish it. The second option could only be performed by someone with the enchanting skill. Also, from what he was reading, it wasn't even a sure thing that an enemy would be frozen if the secondary enchantment were triggered. Despite all that, though, there was no doubt in Richter's mind that freeze was the stronger choice. He selected yes.
33 soulstone points are required to make the maximum enchantment. To finalize, expend the appropriate souls.
At his journeyman rank in enchanting, Richter could use 2 soulstones on 1 enchantment. Basic souls gave a max of 6 soul points, and common souls a max of 10. The problem wasn't just that he didn't have an unlimited supply of either, but also that common souls only came from monsters. They were much harder to acquire than the basic souls that could be captured from animals. The 2 hunters he had kindled life magic in had shown that they could bring in a small but steady supply of basic and weak souls, but it wasn't enough to enchant truly powerful items. Should he waste a common soul on some random high steel axe? Richter could almost hear the seconds ticking by on his 7-minute time limit to finish the enchantment. He quickly checked how many soul stones he had available and ranked them by the soul they contained. 4 poor, 8 weak, 11 basic, 30 common, 7 luminous, 3 brilliant, 3 special, and 1 resplendent. Sighing, he came to 2 decisions. 1, he would just try to level his profession and not to expend any more valuable souls. 2, he was going to expend his remaining talent points. He bought increase maximum number of soul stones, 1, which allowed him to use 3 stones per enchantment. It unfortunately brought his available talent points down to 6. The talent increased to level 2 and showed that another 20 points would be required to upgrade it again. You have purchased the talent increase maximum number of soul stones, 1. You have 6 talent points remaining.
Knowing he didn't have much time left, Richter arrayed 3 stones on the anvil. The 3 basic souls brought the total number of soul points he could access up to 18. It was enough for him to enchant up to the 5th rank. He didn't see any reason to max out the enchantment and waste valuable monster souls on a random axe head. Richter focused and finished the enchantment. All 3 stones fell to dust and small swirls of rainbow light flowed into the axe. A faint pressure built in the air around Richter and the axe started to vibrate. Crom's eyes widened in alarm, but the motion subsided quickly. The pressure disappeared, and an aura the pure blue of a glacier surrounded the axe blade for just a moment before disappearing. Looking closely, Richter could still see a faint blue sheen on the metal. The weapon was enchanted.
You have enchanted High Steel Axe Head of Freezing. Damage 16 to 24. Durability 50 of 50. Item class uncommon. Quality exceptional. Weight 3.1 kilograms. Traits plus 8 cold damage per attack. 5% chance to cause freeze for 5 seconds. Plus 10% damage versus spell barriers.
Crom raised his eyebrows.
I wasn't expecting something so grand, your lordship. That'd be a fine bit of enchanting.
Richter gave a satisfied nod. Let's keep going. Crom dunked the axe head to remove any further heat and handed it to one of the other smiths for binding and affixing to a haft, then got back to work. As his stores of weaker captured souls was limited, Richter started only using 1 soul stone per enchantment. Futon was sent off to find the hunters and see if they had any more animal souls to contribute, and also with a special message for Sion. Luckily, the hunter life mages had managed to capture another 60 souls. A few of the soul levels were basic, but most were either weak or poor. The level didn't matter so much to the Chaos Seed as the quantity, though. He needed to practice his profession. Richter quickly paid the hunters the bonus he had agreed to give them and got back to work. Despite the fact that his enchantments failed twice in a relatively small amount of time, he finished his quest. Practice makes perfect 1. He greatly welcomed the 5 talent points, but seeing the experience penalty he now had to deal with was a bit disconcerting.
You have 11 talent points remaining.
The quest gave a base experience boost of 100, but with his penalty of experience being 100% harder to obtain, it meant he needed to get twice as much experience as he would otherwise. This decreased the earned experience to 50. Luckily, his potion of clarity still worked, and the final experience he earned was 63. He didn't let it distract him long, though, especially since finishing the quest had unlocked the next quest in the chain. You have unlocked the quest Practice Makes Perfect 2. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. Practice your new profession and honor who you are. Will you enchant 50 items? Yes or no? Reward 10 talent points. Richter took the quest almost as a personal challenge. He got back to enchanting with a vengeance. At his direction, Crom and one of the other smiths started working on round metal shields for the guards, and each finished project gained +1 or +2 defense, depending on what stone he used. The third started churning out daggers for Richter to enchant. The Chaos Seed teased the smiths, asking if the dwarves could work faster or were they going to come up short. That earned more than a few choice words from the bearded smiths, but they started swinging their hammers with renewed vigor and with smiles in their beards. The change in production wasn't just to give them something else to work on, but also because Richter had an idea of how to make his guards more effective. During the recent fights with the war party, Richter had noticed that his band had assumed a wedge formation to better play to their strengths. It made him realize that he was missing a possible game-changing strategy. Military formations. Now, he was no historian, but he had seen 300 and thought he got the basic idea. His guards and future soldiers needed to fight as a unit, each man protecting the one beside him. Richter didn't know if he could actually get this to work, but decided to try anyway. Worst case scenario, his guards would have strong shields. While Richter helped the smiths with enchantments, he kept funneling his MPs into paying the mana cost for his weak sonic whale enchantment. The increase to his wisdom had greatly improved his mana regeneration to the point that he was regenerating 4.5 points every 10 seconds, and with his ring of flowing thought, that improved to 5.4 every 10 seconds. It took a little over an hour and 10 minutes for him to pay the remaining 2,200. He was rewarded with a prompt. Congratulations, you have learned the enchantment Sonic Damage, rank 1, level 1. You have unlocked the enchantment Sonic Damage Level 2. You are currently at 0 of 270,000 for the mana cost to learn this enchantment. That little part of his mind that held his available enchantments lit up further with a small green ball of light. Focusing on the enchantment, he found that it added direct sonic damage, just as the freeze enchantment did, but it also had a secondary effect called reverberation. The effect gave a chance to knock something out of an opponent's hand. The fact that he could level the enchantment was something he didn't expect. The fact that the next level cost 100 times as much was something he could do without, but he wasn't complaining. Richter did a quick calculation and realized that even with his increased wisdom, it would take him nearly 140 hours of uninterrupted mana allocation to unlock the next level of the enchantment. If only he could channel his mana without actively thinking about it, he lamented, looking around at the smithy. Then he paused. Why couldn't he do that? Using his mana was a mental exercise akin to moving his arm. He didn't think about channeling electroneural energy to stimulate a series of muscles to work together in just the right way to pick up a cup. He just willed it, and the rest happened on a subconscious level. Maybe he just needed to flex a new mental muscle. Richter closed his eyes, focused on his mana pool. He willed it to go into the mana cost, and his MPs dropped while the cost was paid. He stopped actively willing it, and the flow stopped. So the question was, how to will his mana to flow without having to consciously will it? It sounded like a bad SAT problem. Not willing to give up, Richter cleared his mind and thought about it. What he was really trying to do was to make the mana flow not just in the current moment, but also in the future. That was when it came to him. It wasn't the flow of his existing mana pool he needed to direct. It was the flow of his mana regeneration. No sooner did he have that thought than a prompt appeared. Currently, you are allocating 0% of your mana regeneration to purchasing Sonic Damage Level 2. Do you wish to increase this? Current mana pool regen rate is 5.4 mana every 10 seconds. Yes or no? Smiling, Richter chose yes and willed the percentage to increase to 10%. Currently, you are allocating 10% of your mana regeneration to purchasing Sonic Damage Level 2. Current mana pool regen rate is 4.86 mana every 10 seconds. Richter decided to try one more thing. A bit of mental flexing later, and he got what he needed. He let out a satisfied, ah, while he read the prompt. Currently, you are allocating 10% of your mana regeneration up to 500 mana points to purchasing Sonic Damage Level 2. Current mana pool regen rate is 4.85 mana every 10 seconds if your mana pool contains between 0 and 500 mana points. Currently, you are allocating 100% of your mana regeneration above 500 mana points to purchasing Sonic Damage Level 2. His mana wouldn't go to waste again, Richter thought with satisfaction. After he was done playing with his new capabilities, he was eager to test out his new enchantment. There was something else to be done first, though. He had only been able to enchant 11 more objects since he got his new quest. If he was going to make his new project as awesome as he wanted it to be, though, he needed the 10 talent points finishing it would bring. The problem was, the smiths could only make items so quickly. "Can't you go any faster, Crom?" Richter complained. The dwarf slammed his hammer down on the anvil and affixed Richter with a fierce glare.
"I'll not go about sacrificing the quality of me work just because you want to play with your new profession. If you be so eager to enchant things, just enchant the daggers and spears we already done made."
Crom turned his attention back to his work, shutting Richter out of his mind. Richter was going to protest that he couldn't just enchant weapons that had already been made, but then he realized that was no longer true. He knew an enchantment now. Also, since he had advanced to initiate rank in his enchanting skill, he did indeed have the ability to enchant already completed objects, albeit with a heavy penalty to the enchantment's final effectiveness. He rushed almost gleefully back to the rack of finished spears, arrows, maces, and swords. Digging his hands in the canvas sack that held the low-level soul gems he was using, he got to work. Ultimately, Richter had to use almost every one of the basic, weak, and poor level soul stones he had. Enchanting already completed items increased the fail rate of his enchantments precipitously, but he still completed the quest. His pool of talent points increased by 10, and his experience got a small bump, again with a penalty. It didn't bother him, though, because he happily purchased his next talent, increased soulstone yield 1, leaving him with 11 points in reserve. Each soulstone would now give 25% more soul points before disappearing. He also dismissed the prompt that described the next link in the quest chain. You have unlocked the quest Practice Makes Perfect 3. Dedicate yourself to your new profession. Honor who you are. Will you enchant 500 items? Yes or no? Reward 20 talent points. Now that he had obtained his new talent, Richter told Crom that soon they needed to make another short sword. This had been his goal all day. He hadn't forgotten the perk from leveling up his small blade skill that made dual wielding more manageable. Sion had already come by with what Richter had requested. The sprite also thankfully had the quicksilver collar of submission. Richter had felt a moment of panic when he saw that it wasn't in his bag upon waking, but luckily his bud had come through. Sion walked off saying he had some hunting to do, but that he'd see Richter later. Richter placed both items in his bag. Then he walked over to the chest and removed an ingot of elementum. Bringing it back to the main anvil, Crom raised one eyebrow when he saw it.
"Are you sure, your lordship? If we use this ingot, only 8 will be left."
The dwarf had a point, but the green metal was a tool to be used, not a treasure to be hidden away. Richter told him he was sure, so Crom took the ingot and called out to the other dwarves that the fire in the furnace needed to be hotter. A dark-colored wood was brought over and fed into the flames. As soon as it started burning, the heat coming out of the furnace increased dramatically. The dwarves stoked the flames for several minutes until Richter's face felt like it was burning, and still they didn't stop. By the time Crom seemed satisfied and placed the ingot in the furnace, Richter was sure he could smell his hair smoldering. Soon, the metal was glowing red, and Crom brought it back out. The clanging of the hammer on metal filled the forge. Another dwarf continually worked the bellows to keep the fire hot. When Crom had been working with high steel, he had been able to keep it out of the furnace for long minutes, but with the elementum, it seemed that Crom had to continually reheat it. He also swung the hammer harder than before, seeming to struggle with shaping the powerful metal. Clang, clang, cling, clang, clang, cling. Richter listened to the dwarf shape the metal and marveled at his tireless strength. Sweat poured from Crom's face, his visage a study in concentration. An hour passed, then another. Even Crom's endurance began to flag, and the dwarf left the nearly formed blade in the furnace while he grabbed a green stamina potion. While the smith drank the brew, Richter used Analyze, curious as to how far Crom's stamina had dropped. Name, Crom. Race, Mountain Dwarf. Disposition, Loyal. Mountain dwarves are a hardy folk that get bonuses to constitution and endurance each level. They have keen eyesight that gives them excellent night vision. Natural miners, it is said mountain dwarves can smell veins of precious metals. Increased resistance to negative physical effects. Mountain dwarves get 3 points to distribute per level, and each level gives +1 to constitution and +1 to endurance. Age 47, level 9, 2%, health 190, mana 130, stamina 15 of 220, strength 28, agility 14, dexterity 13, constitution 19, endurance 22, intelligence 13, wisdom 12, charisma 10, luck 10.
Crom! You're only one level shy of your profession, Richter exclaimed.
Oh, hey, your lordship, Crom said with a smile. Taking out that big beastie put me over the top.
We need to keep hunting, Richter said seriously. I need you to get your profession.
That thought occurred to me as well, your lordship, Crom replied with a laugh.
Tomorrow morning, then, Richter said. Besides, we're only one fight away from finishing our challenge.
I'll be ready, your lordship, Crom said.
Then he reached into the furnace with the tongs and took the elementum out. He placed it on the anvil and started raining blows upon the glowing metal again. Richter walked around the forge and enchanted the other projects as the opportunity presented itself, using the last of his low-level stones. He checked on Crom periodically, but the dwarf kept shaping and heating the green metal with single-minded intensity. Soot covered his body, and muscles stood out like braided cables on his arms. More time passed. Crom kept at it, and it wasn't until about 3 p.m. when he called Richter over. The smith had made a mirror image of Richter's already existing shortsword. The blade was 2 feet long and double-edged. The quality was superb. The dwarf finished swinging the hammer and was about to speak, but then a green light flared from the heart of the anvil. Crom's ash-covered face broke into a wide grin, and he said, "You're in luck!" A green light shot out of the anvil and enveloped the weapon. It was so bright that Richter had to close his eyes against the glare, but thankfully it disappeared a few moments later. When he opened his eyes again, the blade looked the same, but Richter saw that the quality was now exquisite. Crom laughed and reached into the pouch at his waist to grab some powdered crystal. He was about to sprinkle the crystalline dust onto the blade when Richter told him to stop. The dwarf looked up, confused, but still stepped back. Smiling, Richter opened the bag that Sion had brought to the forge and examined the contents. You have found concentrated powdered crystal, resource class scarce. This has been created by grinding down the remnants of a crystal guardian's body. The magical properties of this concentrated crystal are significantly more powerful than normal crystal. Any potions or items created may gain extra potency or powers. Sion had told him that he needed to use half of the contents of the bag, about a handful. The sprite also warned that there was only enough concentrated crystal to make another 10 handfuls. Hoping for something spectacular, he sprinkled the sparkling dust onto the blade.
The following weapon is available for enchantment. Elementum Short Sword Blade. Damage 33 to 37. Durability 162 of 162. Item class scarce. Quality exquisite. Weight 1.9 kilograms. Plus 10% damage versus spell barriers. This weapon has 54 enchantment slots. Base 30 for weapon quality, plus 15 for journeyman enchanting skill rank, plus 20% for increase enchantment potential 1. Available enchantments, freeze, rank 5. Increased damage, plus 1, static. Increased durability, rank 1. And sonic damage, rank 1. You have 7 minutes from the time that this prompt appeared to finish your enchantment. Know this. Your use of concentrated crystal has increased the power of your final enchantment and all additional effects by 237%. Furthermore, using concentrated crystal temporarily boosts all known enchantments to the highest rank enchantment you know, barring static enchantments. All enchantments now rank 5.
Richter's mouth dropped open.
He had no idea why the bonus was 237% and not like 238% or 216%, but he sure as shit wasn't complaining. Even better, every single one of his enchantments was now rank 5. That meant he could use his new toy!
Richter grinned in excitement. Choosing sonic damage, he saw that the enchantment cost was 3N, just like freeze.
The cost of sonic damage increases by 3N. You have learned up to the 5th rank of this enchantment. Maximizing this enchantment will require 33 enchantment slots. Final yield from maximizing sonic damage would be 20 sonic damage, base 5, plus 48% for enchanting skill, plus 5% for increase enchantment strength 1, plus 10% for increase weapon enchantment strength 1, plus 237% for concentrated powdered crystal. 17% chance to unleash the secondary enchantment, disarm. Do you wish to power this enchantment, yes or no?
Richter took out 3 soul stones that contained common souls. Using so many valuable stones made him feel like he was shitting a pine cone, but he knew he needed a powerful weapon. The rock giant had proven that. All 3 stones held their maximum capacity of soul points, each containing 10. With the 25% increase in soul stone yield, his most recently acquired talent, it gave him just enough points to max out the sword's enchantment. Wasting no more time, he selected yes on the prompt and expended the stones. The glowing amber jewels fell to dust, and rainbow light poured into the elementum blade. There was a building pressure in the air as the soul power entered the weapon. Then, the tightness in the air bled away, and nothing happened. Not believing what he was seeing, Richter stared at the blade in shock. He had just fucked this whole thing up? Wasted a precious handful of concentrated crystal, one of his few ingots of elementum, and 3 valuable monster souls just to have a plain and unenchanted sword? Fuck! He shouted. Everyone in the smithy stared at him in shock. Alma had been sleeping on a nearby weapons rack, but she shot into the air and screamed a battle cry at hearing her master's frustration. Crom looked at him in shocked concern and said, "What? What happened, your lordship? The enchantment didn't take. I don't know how this shit works. We wasted all of this time and so many resources." Crom looked at him in alarm and concern and quickly asked, "You don't have any more soul stones?" "Of course I do," Richter spat. Why was the dwarf asking him stupid questions?
Crom's eyes looked to the left and right while his mouth bunched behind his beard.
"Then why not just try again?"
Richter blinked, then blinked again. "I can do that." When his enchantments had failed before, he had just waited until there was something new for him to enchant. Everyone in the forge was just kind of quiet because no one wanted to call their lord a dumbass. One being didn't mind, though.
"Jyoti, you made me upset for nothing."
"Nobody asked you," Richter thought at his familiar irritably. He quickly pulled out another 3 glowing amber jewels out of his bag. Each had that strange electric feel that the soul stones adopted when they contained a soul. The combination was 3 more common level stones. Having to use more of his meager soul stone stock was even more painful than the last time. In fact, this time Richter felt like he was shitting an even bigger pine cone.
that had the spiky parts pointing down. Nonetheless, he accessed the power in the stones. He held his breath while the stones crumbled to dust. Rainbow swirls of light flowed into the blade just like the last time, and the pressure built in the air again. It felt like when he had gone scuba diving on Earth. The sensation continued to build, and Richter could feel the magic starting to swell out of control. His heart beat harder in his chest. Thud, 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 thud. And the Chaos Seed wondered if he had bitten off more than he could chew. Then, with what Richter could only describe as a pop, the soul power overcame the metal's resistance to be enchanted, and the weapon glowed green. It was enchanted! He quickly checked the stats of his new weapon. You have enchanted Sonic Elementum Short Sword. Damage 33 to 37. Durability 158 of 158. Item class scarce. Quality exquisite. Weight 2.3 kilograms. Traits, plus 20 points of sonic damage per attack, 17% chance to trigger secondary effect, disarm, plus 10% damage versus spell barriers, charges, 350 of 350. Krom looked at the weapon's stats at the same time and said, "Fuck!"
Chapter 7, Day 111, Qboorn 1, 15,368 EBG.
Richter wasn't done yet, though. He still needed to use one of his other talents. Focusing his will, another prompt appeared.
It appears you wish to soul-bind an item. For a level 1 soul bond, you must spend soul points equal to the maximum base enchantment potential of the item's quality. This will impose serious penalties on anyone other than yourself who tries to use this item. No one besides you will have access to the item's magical properties at all. If separated from you, you will have a strong sense of which direction it is in. To soul bind Sonic Elementum Shortsword, you must spend 30 soul points. Do you wish to do so, yes or no?
Richter closed his eyes. He was almost sure that the last two pine cones had mated and left a spiky mutant pine cone baby inside of him that was now slowly crawling its way out. At least this time, he didn't have to use one of his few luminous level soul stones. He pulled out a basic stone and two common stones and paid the price. A clear gem appeared next to the sword. Richter picked it up and answered yes on the resulting prompt. A final prompt appeared.
You have soul-bound Sonic Elementum Shortsword. This can only be transferred with an open heart.
Richter looked at the item's prompt again and saw that it now included the blade's soul-bound status. He breathed out, slightly exhausted, even though he hadn't expended any physical energy. The Chaos Seed stopped and reflected on everything that had gone into making this 2-foot blade. It had required a precious metal, the powdered body of a magical monster, smithing skills that had taken decades to hone, enchanting skills, and soul stones. Just the soul stones meant that there needed to be someone to create the empty stones, someone else to cast soul trap, and then someone to kill a nearby monster or beast. The special properties of the blade would not have been possible without a magic core to make the Forge of Heavens, not to mention his profession. He didn't even want to think about the month of torture that he had undergone to earn his title of enchanter. Richter shook his head. Thinking about how much was needed to make this seemingly innocuous piece of metal, he now fully understood why enchanted items sold for the equivalent of tens or hundreds of thousands of U.S. dollars. He realized that he wasn't looking at just a forge-heated blade. He was looking at a piece of art that had taken many skilled people to create. This blade might truly be worth a noble's ransom. The other smiths came over to gawk at the heavily enchanted weapon. He understood their fascination, and for the first time, Richter really saw the beginnings of potential for his profession. He had to get more talent points. Krom took the blade and doused it in a nearby barrel of water. When he spoke, there was more than just a touch of respect in his voice.
"I will have this mounted and bound immediately, my lord. I had no idea you could do something like this. It just goes to show the power of Elementum.
I didn't know I could do that either. What do you mean about the Elementum, though? The metal didn't make the enchantment any stronger, Richter said. As far as he knew, the metal he used didn't affect enchanting at all.
Crom looked at him like he was a bit crazy.
This here fancy green metal be the only reason the blade didn't explode. If you tried to pump that much power...